Good morning, sir. What's your name, please?
Solomon Dunn.
Say that again, please, sir.
Solomon Dunn.
Solomon Dunn.
All right, let me find you here. Okay. Does someone have Mr. Dunn?
I do.
We're looking for your paperwork, sir.
Okay. May I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
I understand also before, but do y'all already have your minds made up what you're going to do?
No, sir, we do not, because we don't know anything about your case. We don't read cases in advance. We decide right here in this room. So no one has Mr. Dunn?
Okay.
I got a lot of chain hangers.
So.
And let me look here.
Muskie and Barrow.
Just thought I looked at home too. What's this? No?
There's a lot here.
Here he is. There he is.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Dunn, could you please start, sorry about that, start by stating your full name and your ABC number for the record.
Solomon Clay Dunn, my address number 183670.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This concerns the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing, it looks like, on January 18th when you signed a form that day, sir. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
I'm hired to represent you.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board members, and if you look at the other end of the bench for me, the gentleman is just sitting down right now. That's the Honorable Lou Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us Mr. Turner, and you'll see him on screen now. He is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So Mr. Dunn and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Dunn.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Turner.
I do.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Dunn, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Dunn, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to respond whether it's true or false. So we'll go ahead and start phase one of your hearing, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Transitional Living Communities, which is at 9430 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, on December 7th, 2018, without the prior approval of your parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown at that point, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So, Mr. Dunn, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Based on Mr. Dunn's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Okay. I heard 2 seconds at the
I'll
same time.
Lead.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Neal and agreed by Mr. Quinones. That was perfect timing. Mr. Dunn, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision will be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do that, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right with you in just a moment. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Dunn was released from ADC custody on 11-15-2018. And arrested on 12-27-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 12-27-2018 with an adjusted CSCD of 5-10-2019 with 20 abscond days. Current convictions, 2014, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. prior convictions, 2003, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2005, commitment B, count one, burglary, third degree, 4 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment C, count one, theft, means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2006, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2014, aggravated assault, 2 years. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Black P Stone Nation. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2010, TIS release, completed 3 months. 2013, TIS release, absconded for 56 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant with weapons, violence, drugs, and promoting contraband noted. After his return to custody, he was found guilty of, or he did receive two disciplinaries. One, he was found guilty of a minor. The other was a positive for THC that was dismissed due to the fact that he was returned from supervision. Other arrest, 1994, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, manslaughter, Kentucky, felony conviction, state prison. 2014, aggravated assault, Arizona probation, revoked. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. He has a GB score of G7, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Dunn, it looks like you were released to transition to living communities. That's the place that I mentioned earlier. And you disappeared from there. Or did you never show up?
I went to the room of women in India. I was in room 67 in India.
Okay.
I was there. My PO called me and told me to come in. He told me I was supposed to be there. He gave me 7 day sanctions. I understand I'm not really sitting there trying to blame my PO for what happened. It's all on me. I'm a drug addict. I went off, started getting high. That's the plain, real truth of it.
What drug were you using?
Amphetamines. The day I got arrested, I would take myself to the hospital, which I was having some kind of like crazy episode. I told myself, the police didn't arrest me. I told them that I need help at the hospital, and they arrested me. I knew the local system has this new mandated program at NYC, which is Miracle Recovery Center. It's supposed to be a great social program. I'm asking, not to be sent out to the street, but there's all three citizens doing it. I shouldn't do that. If not, I know how it works. I'm asking you to take a chance and do something for me no one has ever done, and you don't need help. That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, understood. Now, Mr. Solomon, I'll just tell you, this board is not, we're not part of the Department of Corrections. We're a separate agency. And we have no authority. We have no authority to place you somewhere.
Can you ask for a parole officer in the room? If he can somehow make that happen.
He does not.
If I'm down the wrong ways, and I have no insurance on me, I know what's going to happen.
I hear your request. Mr. Turner does not have that authority either. But what you could do before you leave is to work with your CO3. There are many, many treatment centers in the community, and you could work with your CO3 and get yourself enrolled in one, so when you walk out the door, you go straight there.
I've been here all the month. I've never seen my CO3.
Well, if you start asking, sir, then you will see your CO3.
Oh.
You will see him. Or her. Okay, Mr. Dunn, what kind of work do you do? Do you have job skills?
I live in Alcatraz.
You seem to be stuck.
I was working for Hillary Clinton's police.
Okay.
And my brother's police.
Okay.
So all the time.
But if you have construction skills, that's a good job because it pays well. So have you undergone drug treatment before, ever, or not?
Yes, once before, it was 2011. And Channel Valley Road, I kicked out some of your own. And realistically, a person who's going to be changing to her, I guess the point, my worst, I'm good. But, I mean, yeah.
Okay, so is there NA or AA available to you? There should be at Tucson.
No, there's not.
Which unit are you on?
I'm a Cimarron.
Cimarron, okay. Well, maybe it's not available at Cimarron.
Yeah, there's not available to me.
All right, so.
I got a letter from my wife last night, and her first question is, what are you doing to try to better yourself? And sadly, all I can say to her is reading a book.
Well, you know what? That's better than nothing, because you could have said, I'm doing nothing, and that is better. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions?
Yes,
ma'am. Mr. Dunn, how did you happen to come to the attention of the Phoenix PD? Or did you call them, turn yourself in? Is that what you said?
I was at the hospital. I called the police because I realized I was going to
suffer
from psychosis.
Yeah.
And I got to the hospital, I called the site doctor, and there was a Phoenix police standing around.
Okay.
And I said, hey, you know what, I need help, man. I'm on the run from DOC, and I need help.
Okay.
And my wife came, was like, yes, he don't run, and they.
Okay. So but you're feeling better. You haven't had another one of those episodes?
No.
Okay, so it was
a system. I'm perfectly, as far as mentally, I'm good. I must be on some people's repression because I suffer repression with it.
Understood.
But the addiction is what I'm truly, genuinely needing help with. If y'all, not to say that whatever, but if y'all find me better, then they're going to be smart enough to tell me to be a drug company, it's awesome. If I need you, what's the worst thing happening? You're going to violate me and say that to prison. I don't want to be a prison anymore. I'm going to be a farmer.
Understood.
I'm sure you're going to be a farmer.
Okay. Understood, sir. But let me just explain. MRC is part of the Department of Corrections. It's in the Department of Corrections.
Right. It's part of parole. My parole officer, because that's what I was going to do. The day I told him I was going to be I was supposed to get a call out of the officer, and he was going to get me and take me to the But the police department, you should have called him instead of telling us. So that's why I'm asking.
So why didn't you talk with your parole officer? You were absconded for 20 days. Why didn't you call your parole officer?
I'll be honest with you. I choose all people following each other to kill me.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Understood. Okay, so the board is going to go into discussion and make a decision, sir. We just ask that you remain on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? Thank you. Okay, this is a difficult case because Mr. Dunn has done community supervision before, and he's done two terms that were successful. And then a third of it was not successful, 56 days absconded, and then this time he absconded again, already turned himself in. I truly wish that we could assign him to some sort of program, but that is just not within our authority. I listen to any thoughts of fellow board members, but I'm just not, I think we're not in a position to be able to do that. No input from fellow board members. All right, I'm going to make a motion then, and just based on information in this warrant, 2018W3698, a conversation with Mr. Dunn, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Dunn was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and Hadlaxer was about to lapse into criminal waste company specifically by absconding for 20 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, and agreed by Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Dunn, the board has revoked your community supervision. I know that's not what you wanted to hear. We have no authority to place you anywhere. It's just not within our power. If it was within our power, you'd be there. Because I think you all have made up your mind. Now, we're showing you a release date of May 10th. And at that point, you won't have any supervision, which is probably something you're not looking forward to, because I think you'd do better. Now, the one person you do have supervision from is your wife.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's any way you could, I mean, make yourself a plan and do your best. Tell your wife your intentions, and maybe she'll help you stick to it. But do work with your CO3.
No disrespect. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I understand that, sir. So we certainly do wish you the best. Wish you the best, sir. This hearing is concluded.